I want to speak this morning on the subject, the greatest of all accomplishments. I want everybody here to sit up straight. All the teenagers, hush, look right this way. All the college students, quit doodling on your little paper there and writing notes to your boyfriend. All the deacons, wake up. And I want you to listen carefully. I want to speak this morning on the greatest of all accomplishments. The greatest of all accomplishments, in my opinion. Our text in Mark chapter 13 and verse number 13. I'll read it for you again. Mark 13:13. Mark 13:13 says, "And ye shall be hated of all men for my sake, but he that shall endure," that's the greatest of all accomplishments, endurance. He that shall endure unto the end, says, the same shall be saved. People have misunderstood that verse and said, you go to heaven if you endure to the end. It's not talking about going to heaven here. It's talking about persecution. It's talking about suffering. God says if you hang in there and endure till it's over, the same shall be delivered is the word. It's not talking about going to heaven. It's not talking about salvation. It's talking about enduring to the end. There's a certain joy, satisfaction about enduring to the end that no one knows anything about who's never done it. The word is even pride. Now, the Bible word pride includes haughtiness, showing off, boasting, but a sense of self-satisfaction because I took it. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong at all. And I want you to listen carefully. Before I pray, two baseball players, Roger Maris, Hank Aaron. One's in the Hall of Fame. The other's not. The one that's in the Hall of Fame never hit 50 home runs in a season. The one who's not in the Hall of Fame hit 61 home runs in one season. But the one who's in the Hall of Fame was the one who hit 40 home runs, and the next year 40 home runs, and the next year 35 home runs, and the next year 45 home runs, and for year after year after year, that's the fellow who's in the Hall of Fame. God's concerned about people that can take it. The greatest accomplishment. Again, tell me your favorite preacher. Some of you would say, well, my favorite preacher, Dr. Lee Robertson. Dr. Robertson pastored the same church for over 40 years. He endured. He had the same problems that fellows face that quit, but he kept on going. Who's your favorite preacher? Dr. G.B. Vick, almost 40 years, pastored the same church in Detroit, Michigan. Who's your favorite preacher? Dr. J. Frank Norris, 35, 40 years, pastor of First Baptist Church, Fort Worth, Texas. Who's your favorite preacher? Dr. Tom Malone, getting close to 50 years of pastoring the same church in Pontiac, Michigan. You see, folks who endure are folks who are endeared. I like that. Never thought of that before. Folks who endure. Boy, and you'll put it in your book on original thoughts. But folks who endure are folks who are endeared. So listen carefully. The greatest of all accomplishments. Father, if you bless me, I'll do what I can to be a blessing to our people. I'll pay attention to you best I can. Now that people pay attention to what you say through me, as best I know how, I'm going to give them what I think they need today. What I need. All of us need. Bless the message to the hearts of the people. Amen. James 5:11 says, "Behold, we count them happy which endure." Now, endurance, we're talking about problems. We're talking about heartaches. We're talking about things that in themselves are not very palatable or savory. We count them happy which endure. Didn't say we count them happy that run from their problems. Didn't say we count them happy that are quitters and want to have happiness instead of joy. It said we count them happy which endure. In James 1:12, "Blessed is the man that endureth temptation." That word temptation is stronger than our word, like a fellow's tempted to get drunk or tempted to say a dirty word. It's the word is trials. Bible says, blessed is the man that endureth trials. That means he stays with it. Blessed. That word blessed means contented, happy, joyous, is the man. Fulfilled is the man who endures trials. Mark 13:13, not talking about salvation, simply says, he that endureth to the end, that's the end of his trial, the end of his burden, look at me now, the end of his heartache, shall be saved. But here's a strange verse, Acts 5:41. The apostles had been beaten, I mean had their backs lashed and bloodied with a whip. And the Bible says, and they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. Didn't say they left griping because they were in pain. They left rejoicing. Now, each one of these scriptures I've given you today unites joy and suffering, which is, of course, endurance. Then, in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 4, exceeding joyful in all our visits to ball games. No. Exceeding joyful when we have a nice new car and a pretty house. No. Exceeding joyful when we get a raise in pay. No. Exceeding joyful in all our tribulations. Now, we're told in the Bible what we're supposed to endure. 2 Timothy 4:5, we are to endure affliction. 2 Thessalonians 1:4, we are to endure tribulation. In 2 Timothy 3:2, we are to endure hardness. In Hebrews 12:7, we are to endure chastening. In 1 Peter 2:19, we are to endure grief. Now, wait a minute. That means that we're supposed to be happy because we endure affliction. That means we're supposed to be happy because we endure tribulation. Are you listening to me? That means we're supposed to be happy because we are chastened and endure it. That means we're supposed to be happy if we endure grief. Now, what in the world is happy about that? Listen, what is happy about a guy going through trials? What is happy about a fellow enduring grief or sorrow or having burdens or heartaches? In order to explain that, I want to explain the true meaning of the word endure. Don't miss it now. I'm going to give you 5 steps. We're going to start with the bottom step and take a little step higher as I define for you the word endure. In the first place, the word endure comes from 2 Greek words, one which is hupo and the other meno, which means to bear up under. That's what enduring is, to bear up under. So the first meaning of the word endurance is to bear up under. Now, you think, well, what's joyful about that? You got a burden, and it's burdening you. What's joyful about that? I'll tell you what's joyful about that. I'll tell you what makes you happy about that. The fact that you look at the world and say, buddy, I can take it. And there's a lot more happiness and joy in the self-satisfaction of knowing I'm bearing up under what I'm going through. I'm not running. I'm not griping. I'm not complaining. I can take it. I'm holding up. I've taken your best blows. You know somebody I admire very much. I cut up with him a lot. But I admire this man right here, Roy Moffitt. I admire him. Nobody knows the burdens that Roy Moffitt and JoJo have gone through. In fact, she, being married to Roy, is the biggest burden that she has. But I admire this man. You know, he and I are always cutting up with each other. We never say a serious word with each other. I take that back. We do, too. But I admire the guy. Why? Because he keeps bearing up. Hupo meno, to bear up under. And Roy, I promise you that you're justifiably proud of yourself because you're borne up under your burden. That's what he's saying here. Hey, you folks that never have had a burden, I feel sorry for you. You folks never had a heartache or a grief, you don't have the opportunity that Roy Moffitt has. I'm simply saying there is a certain satisfaction. Hey, college student about to quit, listen to me. Hey, go have a burden. You're about to quit church because you have a burden. Things haven't worked out like you think they should. You listen to me. You'll never know what real joy is that you look it square in the eye and say, give me your best blow, buddy. I can take it. There's a second meaning of this word that brings us joy. And the second is this. Get this now. Not only bearing up under the load. The load hits me. I bear up under it. The second meaning that adds joy is keep going while you bear up. It means keep on going under the load. What does it mean? Not just bearing the load, but keep on going. Keep on teaching a Sunday school class. Keep on your bus route. I am still doing my job. I haven't slowed down. I am still doing all I did. I haven't quit anything. Sure, I've got a burden. Not only can I take it, but bless God, I can keep on doing what I'm supposed to do while I take it. Let me tell you somebody else I admire. He's sitting on the front row right here in the middle. Dr. Carl Loren. That man's been fighting to live for years. I imagine 10 years or more. He's been fighting to stay alive, but he still teaches the classes at Howells Henderson College. He still goes soul winning and takes young men to go soul winning with him all the time. He's now losing his eyesight, has a cane there, going blind perhaps. And yet, brother, where most of us have quit, he keeps on going. Not only does he bear his burden, but, brother, he keeps on going while he bears his burden. That's what the word means. He that shall endure to the end. He that shall keep under his load to the end and bear it. And he that keeps on going while he bears the load. Number three. The word endurance means while I bear the load. And while I keep on going, while I bear the load, it means to wait or tarry. That means this. While I'm bearing the load and keep on going, I am confident that I'm going to make it. Boy, look at your burden and say, I'll make it. Look at your enemy and say, you won't stop me. Look at your opposition and say, by cracky, I'm going to keep on going because one of these days the victory is going to come. Micah. One of my favorite Bible characters. You don't know much about Micah, but I do. Micah. Sometimes you read the book of Micah and you'll find that little short Old Testament minor prophet. You'll find that Micah had a burden. He had an enemy who attacked him. And he had a burden and a heartache. Micah said five things. He said, number one, I will bear the burden. He said, I'll bear it. I'll take it. Boy, give me the person that can take it. Good night, you washer-uppers and washer-outers. I haven't got much confidence in you. You give me that guy that faces opposition and faces heartache and bears burdens and has it enemies and has attacks. But he bears it, he keeps on going, and he says, I'm going to hang in there till it's over. Micah said, I will bear it. He said, I shall rise. He said, I will look to the Lord. I will wait. I shall behold. And if you read it carefully, Micah says to his enemies, don't have too much fun while I'm down because I'm getting back up. Micah said, if you are my enemies, you live long enough, you'll live to see me back on top side again. That's what I want you to do. I want you to count it all joy when you endure temptation. Listen to me. What an opportunity. You folks that never have had any trials, you don't know what real joy is. Boy, to look and say, I'm taking it, and I'm keep on going while I take it, and I'm going to bear up under it, and I am going to wait. It's going to end. I am going to get back up. You look square in the eyeball of your opposition and square in the eyeball of your heartache and look at it and say, buddy, you fight all you want to. Give me your best blows, but I'll be up when the fight's over. I'll promise you that. That's the joy. That's the joy. That's more fun than riding the loop-de-loop at 7 6 Flags. That's more fun than winning the World Series. I guess we never will, but that's more fun than eating chocolate yogurt. That's more fun than eating a quarter pounder with cheese. That's more fun than eating a Whopper Jr. minus mayonnaise plus mustard, drinking a cold drink. I'm trying to tell you, bless God, there is a joy when the devil can't get you down and burdens can't get you down. But you say, I'll bear up. I'll keep on going while I bear up. You'll see me later on get back up again. There's a fourth meaning of the word. We're giving the word, definition of the word endure. It means to hold, to bear up under. It means to keep on going while you bear up under. It means to wait until God gives the victory, realizing that he will give the victory. I like that verse. He that shall endure to the end. Sounds like to me it's going to end. It's going to end some of these days. Number four, get this now. Not only to bear up, under the load. Keep on going while you're under the load. And to wait and keep and tarry till victory comes. Get this now. Hear me carefully. The word endure also means to bear up and keep going cheerfully. Cheerfully. This morning I was trying to think of somebody that this would apply to in a real definite sense. Who is it I know that I could use for an illustration this morning? I thought of Bob McClare, and he's a grouch. I thought of Mike Sisson, he's a principal. Same thing as a grouch. I thought of Jeff Owens, he ain't for nothing. Thought of Roy Moffitt, thought of Keith McKinney. Wow, I didn't notice that shirt. Good night. Don't criticize him. He got in his wife's closet and thought he was getting a shirt, and he got a blouse this morning. Don't criticize him. Don't laugh at him. I think it's darling. And I was saying, who is it? Get this now. Who is it that epitomizes carrying a burden and keep on going and realizing I'm going to tarry, I'm going to make it till it's over, and also is cheerful? I just couldn't think of the right person between Sunday school and church. I was walking down the alley, and I saw Mrs. Whittig. I think it's Parkinson's, isn't it? Parkinson's disease. Mrs. Whittig, back when she was well, and Joe Whittig, as I've said before, Joe Whittig owned 5 big furniture stores in San Antonio, Texas. Heard about our church, moved up here just to rear his family in our church, and now is one of our employees at Howells Henderson College. Mrs. Whittig, boy, if I wanted to get encouraged while I was preaching, I'd just look at her because she always had that smile. This morning I saw her walking down the alley, sort of shuffling, about like that. Her hands aren't like they were 10 years ago. Her walk is not like it was 10 years ago, but her smile is exactly like it was 10 years ago. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God said, endure. Dear God, what does it mean to endure? Hold up under. What else does it mean to endure? Keep on going, doing your job while you hold up. What else does it mean? Realize you're going to stick in there till it's all over. What else does it mean? Be cheerful while you endure. Keep the same smile. Number 5. I'm giving the word endure, the meaning of the word endure, the definition of the word endure, to bear up under, to keep on going with your job while you bear up under, to decide you're going to bear up till it's all over and wait till it's all over and you're going to take it to the end. And then while you bear up under and keep on going, you do it cheerfully. Number 5, get this now. The word endure means to bear up until it's all over. It means I didn't get bitter. I didn't feel self-pity. I kept my smile. I didn't complain. I am not sour. I have not gotten down. I have my sense of humor. I still love life. I finished. I lived through it. I made it. I did it. I got through it. I conquered. I never turned back. I got my degree. I was swam through tough waters. I didn't stop. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't know what real joy is, but you look back at your burden and say, I toughed it out, I made it through, and I didn't complain. I bore my load, I bore my burden. Just pick up your load this morning and say, I'll bear it, I'll keep on going, it'll end someday and I'll become the victor. I'll smile through it and I'll endure until it's over. You know who else I admire? That man right there, Don Boyd. One of my favorite people. I'd fight for him in a second. I admire him. And some of you high school students that criticize Don Boyd, well, you have cancer of one of your eyes, Funko. Well, you face the surgeon's knife, have your eye removed because a malignancy is there, and wondering if it'll go to the other eye. You, hey, that's bigger than making 15 points in a basketball game. Amen now. But all do not have the opportunity to endure. Because you haven't faced hardness. You haven't faced trials. You haven't faced heavy sufferings yet. How fortunate I've been. How fortunate I've been to be able to face a few heartaches and trials in my life and bear up under it. I won't go into my trials at all because we don't have enough months to do so. In case you would like to hear me. I said to the security guard this week, he said, "Good morning, preacher." I said, "What you griping about?" He said, "Nothing." I said, "Then let me tell you what I'm griping about then." I went to college. Took a full load. 15, 16, 17 hours a semester. Worked 40 hours a week. Secular job. And pastored a full-time country church all the time. Married. Had bills to pay. And some of you dormitory guys single can't even make it through college. Boy, when I walked across that platform and got my degree from college, please forgive me for saying it, but I was sort of proud of myself. Are you proud of yourself? What'd you do when burdens came? I was a paratrooper. World War II. I got my wings. I did 90 push-ups every day with a full field pack on my back. Ran 10 miles every day up and down highways, hills, with combat boots on every day. Did 25 push-ups with my right hand every day. Had to pass. To get my wings, I had to jump out of an airplane 7 times, 4 times in the daytime, once at night, but all of mine were night jumps because my eyes were shut every time I jumped. When I walked, and by the way, I never was a big guy. I was 5'11 3/4. I've shrunk some since then, but I was 5'11 3/4, weighed 141 pounds, and my nickname was Slim. 1,100 men started training. 309 got their wings. I walked across that platform, and I was proud of myself. Hey, you folks that can't even go to through house there's in college, are you proud of yourself? You do not know what joy. That woman out there in the alley this morning, smiling, and everybody that saw her, Mrs. Whitty, and shuffling down the alley, she's got more happiness than all you quitters have put together. Endure. Endure. You may not can preach the best sermon, but you can endure. You may not can sing the best song, but you can endure. You may not can be the boss, but you can endure. I don't care who you are. You're qualified. When the burdens come, endure them. How fortunate I've been. When my convention told me I had to support schools that did not believe this book was the Word of God, and I said I wouldn't give you a dime to a school that doesn't believe this book, and they gave me the choice of supporting schools that did not believe the Bible's Word of God or being expelled from the convention. I was expelled from the convention. Bless God, I took it. We came to church here 40 years ago. The Liberal American Baptist Convention this church was a member of the Liberal American Baptist Convention. And I led this church to withdraw from the American Baptist Convention, and every Baptist Bible-believing church in the world ought to withdraw from the Liberal American Baptist Convention. But we had a battle. A real battle. I'm talking about a real. They tried to set my house on fire. I was shot at twice. But bless God, I'm not a great preacher. I'm not a great leader. I'm not a great pastor. But thank God I took it. I heard a black preacher preach on this text one day down in East Texas. Nobody preaches like black people. They're the best preachers in the world. He said, "Ladies and gentlemen, I was preaching on reception. I'm not criticizing any how he talked. So like my wife talks." He said, "Ladies, I was preaching on the text. Whosoever, therefore, shall endure to the end, the same, he shall be saved." Or he said, in the black language, "If you can take it, you'll make it." Can you take it? Huh? What do you do? Whine under your burden? And I've faced a few pretty tough things in my ministry. Look carefully at me. Look at me carefully. I'm 72 years old. Been preaching 40 years. I'm sorry, preaching 53 years. Pastoring 51 years. Pastor of this church almost 40 years. Look at me carefully. I'm still standing. My name is still on the stationery. I'm still standing. Why? Because I learned the greatest accomplishment I could ever make or achieve was endurance. And what is endurance? Bearing up under the load. What is endurance? Keep on doing your job while you're bearing up under the load. What is endurance? Resolve, you're going to bear up under it until it's over. What is endurance? Smile while you bear the burden and bear the load. What is endurance? To bear it up until the victory comes. There's one thing that all of us have in common. If you're over 21, you have some problems. Any of you have heavy loads to bear? I'm talking about heavy loads. I mean, they mentioned this the other day, and I'll close with this. Our son has made some mistakes, some serious mistakes. But I couldn't have been prouder of him than I was three weeks ago today. He's gotten back on his feet. He's choir director and music director of a Baptist church in Pinellas Park, Florida, near Tampa. He teaches the largest adult couples class. He brings folks down the aisle that he wins to Christ just about, if not every week. And I'm very proud of him. But that little five-year-old boy, when he fell out of the car, can you imagine how his wife must have felt and the mother of that child? And all of a sudden, instead of bouncing one way, he bounced under the car. Those wheels crushed that little body. And she rushed to his side, and he wasn't dead then, but he couldn't speak. He just stared at her. And she said she kept wondering what he was thinking. She said, maybe he's thinking, why, Mother? Why? Why? That was on Wednesday. The next Sunday morning, our son led the singing in the public services, directed the choir, taught his Sunday school class. And while I'm standing here this morning, it's over now, it's 1 o'clock there. This morning, the pastor was gone and my son filled the pulpit in his absence. I'm trying to say, he kept on going under the burden, under the heartache. Consider yourself fortunate if you have the opportunity to endure. Thank God today. At 72 years of age, I thank God today. I thank God today. He's given me some privileges to endure. And I think you'll agree, if you've been here for 40 years, I've borne the load fairly well. I've kept on going while I bore the load. I decided to tough it out till the battle was over. And only that, I think you'll agree, I've been in a pretty good mood for these 40 years. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown. Yes, we shall wear a crown. Yes, we shall wear a crown. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown in the new Jerusalem. Look your burden square in the eyeball today and say, oh, buddy, I'm going to take you. I'm not running from you. I'm not quitting because of you. I'm not complaining because of you. I count it a joy to have a chance to fight it out with you. And when it's all over, Mr. Burden, you'll see me still standing. Would you bow your heads?
Open your Bibles, please, to the book of Hebrews, the 12th chapter.